This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A nonpartisan review of the 2020 election in Wisconsin was released last week, and it found no evidence of widespread voter fraud. But the Legislative Audit Bureau did release a list of dozens of changes it says could improve the way elections are run in the state. Our next guest was one of the lawmakers who ordered the audit earlier this year. Samantha Kirkman is a Republican who represents Wisconsin's 61st Assembly District, which includes Western Kenosha County. She's also co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. Representative Kirkman, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
What's your main takeaway from this extensive report?
Well, I appreciate the work of the Audit Bureau. It's 110 pages that they have given to us. And so there is a lot of detail and a lot of things that, you know, we're working through right now to try to analyze and figure out. There were 30 findings and 18 recommendations for legislation. Some of those things, revolve around training, revolve around how the ballots are handled through the absentee process, just many different things that have given us a blueprint for going forward.
State Senator Rob Coles, your co-chair on the Joint Audit Committee, tweeted last week that the report shows the election was, quote, largely safe and secure, end quote. Do you agree with that? A brief summary of his tweet?
Well, you know, again, many different things were found by this audit. So, again, things for legislative consideration, things that the legislature has already been considering. When we gave them the scope of the audit, there were four main areas that we wanted them to look at. It was the statewide voter registration list, which is called WISVOTE. It found that there are many challenges with that. In particular, you know, how they're maintained and who maintains them. The absentee ballots, questioning, you know, the special deputies, you know, when absentee ballots are given out to nursing homes, questioned, you know, the guidance that was given by WEC, literally went against state statute. So I do think those are serious things that we need to rectify going forward in elections.
In a statement this afternoon, state Senate leaders said the Audit Bureau's report shows, quote, numerous failures within the Wisconsin Election Commission, which undermined the free, fair, and transparent elections Wisconsinites deserve. So some of your Republican colleagues on the Senate side kicking off a new investigation now. Undermined. Do you think that's a strong word, or do you think there's that it's fair to say that?
Well, I think we need to go forward. Our elections are the foundation of our government. You know, if people don't have faith in our elections, that creates a problem going forward. So we want our constituents, Democrat and Republican, independent, other Green Party people, to have faith in the process. And this is what, you know, their expectation is of legislators are, is to make sure that that's happening.
Talking to Representative Samantha Kirkman from the State Assembly, co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, looking at a Legislative Audit Bureau report on the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Representative Kirkman, a lot of the recommendations seem to be looking for clear guidance for local election officials, whether it's whether you can use lockboxes or if you can use lockboxes, how to secure them, where they can be, how to handle absentee ballots that don't have complete witness addresses. A lot of clarification things. What stands out to you about things where we just need more clear and consistent rules like that?
Well, you gave two perfect examples that I think the audit gave that blueprint for, in saying, you know, state statute says that you can't, you know, do certain things. And again, WEC gave guidance that was contrary to that. So going forward, we really need to make sure that our statutes are clear. And so this is where we need to sit down and work through these. And it's nonpartisan. You know, that's where I hope that we can find common ground together to put legislation on the governor's desk, and he will be supportive of it.
Let's bring on a caller. Mo is with us in Oconto. Mo, hello.
Yes, I'd like to know why this. It almost seems like a farce how it's a right to vote. It's a duty to vote. And we're actually trying to make it harder to vote. How does that benefit the Wisconsin people when it is a felony when you cast a vote and you're not the legal voter? And how does this benefit the taxpayer?
Well, our foundation of our elections are so critical. it's the one thing that people want to have faith in. You know, there have been elections that have been decided in my area of the state by one vote. And so going forward, every vote and making sure that vote is accounted for and is legal is really important. Making sure our WIS vote or our statewide voter registration list is clean and merged or purged. I'm, for instance, on that list twice. So my maiden name is on there and my married name, but the voter contact or the contact is from 1996. That voter list wasn't created until 2005. So how was it even put on the list? So these are those questions that, again, making sure our lists are, our clerks have clear guidance that follows the state statute, because they're the ones, we have the most decentralized election system amongst our states, because we have 1,800 different municipalities that are running elections. And again, making sure that they have the correct information and the right information that follows state statute.
Thanks for the call, Mo. We'll go to Scott in Menominee. Scott, hi.
Hi. I guess with Ms. Kirkman there on the air and stuff, you know, we've got a lot of legislators, in particular in this election review and whatnot, that have been in office down there for quite a while. But I want to know, why wasn't this an issue in the last couple election cycles while they're in the office? And I guess I don't want to go much further than that. But
Scott, I gotcha. So the elections commission we have now created came into effect, I think, in 2016. Why mm-hmm. this review now? Why not sooner? I guess he's asking.
So I'll give you an example. So actually, there was a previous audit of the election back in 2014, which several of those recommendations, and actually we had a change state statute, and the former GAB then became what's known as the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So based on the previous audit in 2014 and those recommendations, we created this, what was known as the Government Accountability Board, and determined that the Government Accountability Board wasn't necessarily run efficiently and effectively. So then was created the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So correct, the previous audit in 2014 created what was called WEC Now, and so it was a good overview to see if they were actually following the state statutes that are currently on the books.
Thanks for that call. Representative Kirkman, with a lot of issues, Republicans in the legislature want to do one thing. The Democratic governor, Governor Evers, doesn't like it. We end up with a standoff. Do you see room for taking this audit, working together across party lines, and making some of the changes you're hoping for?
Well, I hope so. We have several different, you have the elections committee. We have now our audit committee can take a look at all these findings and put legislation forward. So I hope that we can find common ground and get that across to the governor's desk.
And is there a particular change, again, 100 plus pages, is there a particular change you're really hopeful for?
Well, there's several. I mean, there's 18 legislative findings that we could go forth with different legislation. Different pieces of legislation. So I think there's many different pieces that will, strengthen the system that we have, making it harder to cheat, easier to vote, and go forward from there.
Representative Kirkman, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Republican State Representative Samantha Kirkman, who co-chairs the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. She was with us today to talk about the findings out last week from a nonpartisan audit of the 2020 election in Wisconsin.